Blog Talk Radio.
For hosting a show late. I am the co-host, and the host shall be here, Lord willing, in about half an hour, towards the end of the hour. So we are going to play a song first. I've been wanting to hear this song for a while. I'm going to see if the host still has it on here. Well, he doesn't still have it, so that's too bad. I'll have to talk to the host about that. I like that song, and it says, Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? That song is one of my favorite songs. So, we're going to play a song here. The Marvelous Toy, Peter, Paul, Mary, is the song that's going to play.
Thank you.
think that the host is calling in. 9830, you're on the air. How are you today?
Am I on the air? Am I on the air?
You are. The host is on the air. How are you?
All right. I'm good. I'm good. Hey, just want to apologize. Technical difficulties again. So for some of you guys waiting around or something, you can just hit me back on iTunes, right? iTunes, that's right.
That's right.
Well, what's the topic today? I mean, what are we talking about?
Something probably unusual, but there may be some people out there that may be experiencing something called tinnitus. It has to do with the ears, the ringing of the ears. I've heard that it's really hard to fall asleep because the ringing in the ears is so...
Ringing on the ears?
Yep, the ringing
from where?
In the ears. Like, people that drive a truck a lot, like work in a factory a lot, that wear earplugs a lot, they actually experience tinnitus a lot of times. And I believe...
Up earwax.
No, I believe that it cuts off the circulation. Like, you know, because when you have the earplugs in there, your blood can't flow freely because it's kind of like, you know, when you tie something around your finger, you know what I mean? But you put it
right,
in the ear.
Right, so this is in New York?
No, we're just going to be talking about it on Fox News. Talking about individually designed music therapy may help reduce noise levels in people suffering from tinnitus or ear ringing, a scientist said on Monday. So... the researchers designed musical treatments adapted to the musical taste of patients with ear ringing and then stripped out sound frequencies that match the individual's tinnitus frequency. That's pretty talented, huh? What do you think about that?
Pretty techy, yeah.
You know.
So, I mean, do you have to pay for this? What is this? Like, you got to pay?
I would think so.
Does it cover with your health insurance and all that? Does it cover it?
Well, it would depend.
Should be.
It would depend. You know, I think that they should cover that, definitely. Also, could you imagine if there was, like, a supplement to help with that? Can you imagine that, Fernando?
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be amazing?
I wonder why if there's one in that there.
Well, let me tell you, there is. You can go to marketamerica.com/ PONINTE or
superhighway.com.
That's right. And you will click, there's even a search box. So if you're like, I don't know where to find that, there's a search box at the top or near the top at least. And you type in Prime, PRIME, hearing, Prime hearing. And when you log in as a preferred customer, you even get 60 cents Market America cash back. So that's pretty cool, huh?
And that should help you with all that.
That's right.
Things that you mentioned.
You know,
tinnitus, whatever.
That's right. We can't say it will cure it, but it definitely has been proven scientifically to help. You know, it helps to maintain nerve health and functions, helps to maintain the health of auditory cells exposed to noise, may help to clarify auditory sounds and noises. I think that's really for people that have tinnitus. Can you imagine hearing all the ringing? You probably, like, when somebody's talking to you, you can't even, like, you'd be like, what? I cannot hear you. You know what I mean? Probably, like, kind of like when you're deaf. You know what I mean? So
right,
definitely,
I see what you mean.
If it can help to clarify auditory sounds and noises, I think it's definitely worth it. And it may help to maintain hearing, may help to reduce mild tinnitus, ringing in the ears, promote circulation of the blood. Like I was telling you earlier about how it...
Right, what else should people help me on my hearing besides that?
You shouldn't... I think that what these German scientists have been finding is that a European EU health panel raised the alarm in January about the potential hearing damage caused by young people playing their MP3 players too loud. You know, I come across, like, very once in a while, because I don't get out there very much into the, you know, world and stuff like that, but I have come across people that they have, or, you know, the things in their ears, and, like, you're talking, and I don't know if they can't hear you or they're just pretending not to hear you. You know what I mean? So if they really can't hear, that can also cause hearing loss and tinnitus. So definitely that is a warning. Don't be like, putting your, you know, ear. Don't make a habit out of putting things in your ear. Let's leave it at that, huh? You know, whether it's earplugs or the other. And so, so yeah, definitely.
Are there Q-tips? So you got to clean your ear.
Well, yeah, but you don't leave your Q-tip in like for an hour, do you? Or for 8 hours a day.
You
know what I mean? So, I mean, like cleaning your ears should be fine, but you have to use caution when you do that. But when you're like, when we're talking about like leaving things in your ear, don't leave it in there for a long period of time, you know? Find other things to do. Find other things to do. Make music up and music can come to your head, huh? Sing to yourself, dance. People be wondering what you're doing. Is there anything that you want to talk about in particular, Fernando?
I want to talk about that Concord Entertainment. I believe, a lot of emails and, inquiries about the Concord Entertainment. So to those people that want to get their label, you know, those artists and, you know, singers alike, you know, if they want to put their music out there, and then they don't know where to start. So I want to talk more about that.
Okay, so where can they go to? Can they go to shoppingsuperhighway.com to find out more about that?
Yes, they can. My World. They can go in there and you can pretty much sign up. They can purchase like ringtones. And, you know, concert tickets and all that, and all they have to do is sign up. And there should be a contact info in there. All they have to do is contact the admin of that. And also the other way to do that is they can go into the shoppingsuperhighway.com and click on MA Chatterbox.
Okay.
What they need to do is sign up, MA Chatterbox. Anyway, it's just like Facebook, MySpace, you know, a network, social networking site.
Mm-hmm.
But when they sign up there, they can add the Conquer Entertainment producer right in there. And what they need to do is upload or get a YouTube video of them singing or any kind of like MP3, and upload it to their MA Chatterbox. And they should be able to review it.
That's
pretty cool.
Yep. And also, go ahead.
Go ahead.
It's pretty low cost, too, to do that, to get all the exposure to over 180,000, Market America independent distributors among millions of customers. I mean, the low fee, it says right here, is like the distribution package, $39.99. That's for a year.
Yearly, yeah. So where else are they can do that? You know, that would get you into a lot of tools that they need to get their music out there. As opposed to hiring a record company that will charge you, up to your neck, the outcome of it, it's minimal, compared to the, My World or the Conquer Entertainment. If they go to YouTube, they can type in Conquer Entertainment. They should be able to see some of the artists that's already out there.
Okay.
I forgot the name of it, but there's plenty of them out there. I think it's a Shira girl, I believe, Shira.
Okay.
And a couple more. I don't have that in front of me. I think you would have that. would you have that in front of you?
I would go to Conquer Entertainment, correct?
Yeah.
I was kind of getting...
If you go to Conquer Entertainment, But anyway, it's a form of distribution, and, they can just go in there.
Yeah, it was so easy, and I kind of got sidetracked because it also has Conquer Entertainment under that is MA Dining, so I started exploring restaurants.
Mm.
So I mean,
yeah,
there's so much stuff in there.
You can get tickets from MA Dining. MA Dining, you can get you know, gift certificates to like restaurants, restaurants.com, you know.
Yeah. I know they have like really good deals at the restaurant.com. Like sometimes you can get for $10, you spend $10, get a $25 gift certificate. That's pretty cool. Be sure to log in though, because you may be able to get rewards. You definitely want to check that out. Usually when you can get rewards from shop at, from the website, it will say when you can get a reward, like for cash back.
I'll go ahead and talk some more about that, and I'll be back in a minute.
Okay, so go ahead and talk about Conquer Entertainment. Is that correct?
Oh, whatever you want to talk about.
Okay, cool.
I'll be back. Hold on, okay?
All right.
I'll be right back.
Okay. All right. I'm just visiting MA My World blog. You can also see that, view that from shopinsuperhighway.com. They even have a contest, it seems, that who's the biggest Big Conquer Entertainment star? It says that the winner is 6 minutes. Congratulations, gentlemen, and thanks to all participants. We look forward to unveiling Conquer Entertainment's first ever compilation album at MA World Conference 2010. Anybody interested in going to that conference, let us know. Click on the Contact Us button, and I mean, it's a pretty cool conference. We went last year. It was like a lot of new artists. There was I really liked one guy. I don't know his name, but he sung a couple of songs in front of like 20 some thousand people. You know, so if you want to get exposure, definitely Market America, I think, is the way to go. So if you are looking into a business opportunity that is not a get-rich-quick scheme, I would definitely say contact us for more information. I know, like, if you look around Market America, we have so many things going on the website. I mean, well, marketamerica.com/poniente. We are independent distributors of Market America, but there is so much stuff on the website that maybe you're even thinking, where do I start? You know where to start. If you don't know where to start, sign up as preferred customer or contact us, and we can walk you through the website. Okay, so, you know, definitely contact us. So let's see. Let's see what else we have. So as I said, I read that from the world. From that, also we have from shoppingsuperhighway.com, Fashion Sense. Fashion Sense is from the wife of the owner, so she's part owner of marketamerica.com. She's not just an independent distributor, she is the actual wife, you know, the owner, part owner of Market America. She has her own Fashion Sense, telling people how to save money, where they need to go, and things like that. I'm sorry for keeping this person that wasn't on the air for a while. You are on the air now, 1111.
What's going on, Don? What's going on?
Well, we're kind of waiting for the host to call in. How long have you been on hold? I'm sorry, I'm still getting used to that.
That's fine.
All right, you enjoy the show so far?
Yeah, it's really good.
Good. How are you doing down there?
Good. Really good. Really, really cold, though. It's really cold.
Did it snow yet?
Well, it snowed. We got a little bit of snow, but, you know, I didn't think it. We got a little bit of ice, too. It kind of canceled school there for our day.
Cool for you.
Yeah, it was good.
I'm happy for you.
Yeah, I am too.
We homeschool, so, you know, when kids get a break from school,
yeah,
pretty cool. I'm happy for the kids.
Wow.
You
homeschool?
Yep, homeschool. Well, we hope, like, only three of them are enrolled, but we homeschool all our kids, even the two-year-old, we try teaching him, you know. So,
wow.
So, yeah, definitely, it's fun. I like having the kids home, you know. Took some getting used to it in the beginning me not working, but now I like it.
Yeah, like, do y'all maybe, like, do y'all, like, break it up and say from 9 to 12 is, you know, just let's say it's work, then maybe 12 to 2, you know, go in there and eat and do whatever, and then maybe from 2 to 5 you go back again, and the rest of the day you, or is it, you get broken up like that? Is it kind of like the public school where saying 7 o'clock to 3 o'clock you work, and the rest of the day you have off? Is it kind of like that, what you do?
When we lived in Wisconsin, we had required hours, which was 875 hours. So the first year, I didn't want to, like, get burned out. So we went 11 months out of the year. And we only, like, did, like, 2 or 3 hours a day. And that all, like, 6 days a week. And then the second year, we did, like, we tried to aim for between 20 and 24 hours and cut it down to 9 hours, you know, 9 months, I mean, shorten the school year. And that worked, too. So I'm kind of like in a habit. In Illinois, they don't have any requirement for hours or days, as long as you're teaching your kids. And it has to one requirement is they have to be taught in English. I'm like, wow, Wisconsin didn't even say that. So I pretty much just like sometimes depending on how, if we do dishes the night before. Sometimes if we didn't do dishes the night before, I'll have the kids do the dishes, and they won't start school till like 11 or 12, and then they'll do like 3 hours. Sometimes I try to put more school in, but, you know, I don't want to get, like, burned out. I don't want them to get burned out. So I do a lot of, like, mixture of school, too. Like, some we do workbooks. Some I'm like, I don't want to, like, get the workbook, or if I don't have a workbook, I make my own math problems for them to do. And then also we read the Bible as part of history and reading, and then we started, like, you know, doing science and things like that. We also count cooking as science and math because sometimes we don't have certain ingredients in the house and we don't want to go out of the house, you know, when it's cold and stuff. So we try to, like, okay, let's do a science experiment, see if we can do without yeast in the pizza.
Yeah.
So definitely we try to do that.
Is there any particular reason why you went to homeschool? I mean, most people like to teach their kids to public school, but, you know, there are some people out there that, you know, feel homeschool is a much better choice. Do you know why possibly you chose that?
Yeah, we used to have our kids. We lived in a pretty good, like, I heard the public schools were pretty good at the area we used to live in Wisconsin. It was a small town. But we had our kids in private school, and our oldest, like, our kids are mixed, so they, every other one is light, every other one is dark, pretty much. So our first daughter is darker skin, and it was more of like a, I mean, there was blacks and Hispanics that lived in the town, but, you know, there wasn't really, like, a lot of them. So she was darker skin, and then our second child was lighter skin. And our daughter went kidding our first grade, the oldest one, and then first grade, she kept coming home, like, every day crying, like, the people were mean to her, that her teacher was mean to her, and I'm like, if that's a private school, I mean, I just want to pull her out after first semester, but we prayed about it, we were like, maybe she needs to be a light to the teacher, so we kept them in, and we prayed about it for, like, almost 6 months before we decided, that's it, so that's why we're like, because if that's a private, you know, Christian school, you know, it may not be any better at a public school, so.
Yeah, and, I mean, that's the problem with most public schools. I mean, they're, I guess you would call this, I mean, government, I guess the government is paying them, duh, but it's to some extent, the teachers, and down here in Taylorsville, we really have a nice school down here. I'm glad I was born in Taylorsville. And most schools in a little town are good. I mean, we're 2A.
Yeah.
I don't know how in Illinois, I don't know, that's 2A is about, right, probably about 1,000 people that go to this school.
Right.
Kids.
Yeah. That's a lot.
And, well, that is, but we have a school in Upper Mississippi that's a 6A that has about 25,000 kids that goes to it.
Wow.
I mean, you know.
Okay, I see. So,
yeah,
definitely, 1,000's not as lot as. Wow, yeah.
25,
definitely.
Yeah. See the big difference there?
Yep. The school that our kids... Go ahead.
Wow. But the one thing is, in our school is, the smartness, education part, we're better than the 6A. Well, actually, did you know USA Today ranked Taylorsville, Mississippi High School Attendance Center 2nd in the nation for the best school?
That's good. That's good. Like, well, our daughter went to, when they went to private school, there was like 66, I think, students in there. And then,
wow.
Like, the public school had like 300, and that was like for all the grades of like a certain group of grades, you know? Like, I can't remember,
yeah.
Like, K through 5 or 6 through high school, you know, seniors. But at least the school worked with us a lot when we were homeschooling. They blessed us with a lot of school books and things like that. But and also when Black History Month came around, Frances, our oldest daughter, her teacher read a story about how the first Black girl that had to go to all white school, and after she read that, people started being nice to her, but then, you know, I guess the kids forgot about it after a while, and then they started being mean again. So,
yeah.
So, yeah. So that's why.
Yeah, it's the outcast, I would say, because, I mean, you know, and I'm not calling your daughter outcast, I'm just simply saying there are people that like to put people the outcast. You know,
exactly.
There are people at that school that are outcast, but I mean, when you get into public schools, or especially down here, it's the only school I've been to, so I really can't say the schools that I've been to, I've just been to one school, but at this school, they are not really outcast,
yeah.
But it's more of I don't know, because it's not like if they put single one person out, it's like that one person goes to a group, that's the way I see it. I don't know the ways most people see it, but I see at my school, I put people in groups, and a new student comes in, I go ahead and just look at them, and I guess it's a bad thing to make first judgment, but I go ahead by the way they look and just put them in a group, you know, based on their common look, you know, and all that.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's just me. And then after I get to know them, I may switch them up in that group, and I have every person in a group, okay, and I look, and I have that group, and I try, and once I see the groups, I try to say, I want to hang out with this group. I don't need to hang out with this group. This group is a bad group. I need to stay over here. So that's why I kind of stay in a lot of trouble. And the way I, you know, don't, you know, I never have drunk beer. Most of the students here, well, maybe I'm going to say people in high school, I'm going to say about 65% of the students have at least tried beer once.
Wow.
You know, 44% of them at least deal up all the time. And I've never even tempted to think about doing that. And they always say, won't you try it? I say, no, I'm fine. That's all I say.
That's good. That's good
you
say no. Definitely. Like, so do you, like, get a, that's good that you say no. My husband, he's planning on maybe sending the kids back to school in high school. So we'll see. Also, we might not be in this country at that point in time. So we'll see how everything goes. So I got to get them up, got to keep on teaching them and things like that. I think when you make school fun for the kids, they learn more, you know?
Yeah.
So yeah, definitely. And also, like, one thing I wanted, too, is that we have a lot of girls. Like, our kids are mostly girls. So I wanted to teach them how to, like, cook and clean. And so it's pretty nice that we can count cooking as school because it's math and science. But in Wisconsin, we could count, like, life cleaning as life skills. We didn't use that a lot for our hours, but and then, like, when we were remodeling our house, we counted that as school too, because they actually would, like, help, and they would learn how to hammer nails in and, you know, read tape measure and things like that. So we wanted to teach them like things that will apply to life that they'll need to know, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So if you're, like, sitting at school for 7 hours, that's like, I feel bad for those kids that have to do that, you know. Do you have to go to school 7 hours a day?
It's from 7:50 to 3:50, I'm thinking wrong. It's from 7:55. The bell rings on the high school bell rings, and the high school bell rings in the afternoon at 3:00.
Okay.
But the junior high has to get out first, so they the bell rings for the junior high at 2:55.
Okay.
And the high school bell rings at 3:00 because I mean, there's a mass amount of students, and that's kind of bad when you have junior high and high school going out there because you've got a mob of children coming at you.
Right.
So they're trying to split them up.
Yeah,
kind
exactly.
Of a, get the, get, well, there, 5 minutes is enough of time to get where you're going on the bus, and then after that, high school leaves.
Do you guys have, like, yellow bus, or do you have, like, do the kids that take a bus, do they take yellow bus or, like, a public bus?
That would be a yellow bus.
Okay. I was wondering, because, like, where we're from, in Wisconsin, they would, like, bus you. I guess because it was a tourist town, they would bus you even if you lived, like, a block away, like, on a yellow
wow.
bus. But over in Illinois, like the area we live in now, when I grew up here, and they didn't have the yellow bus for like high school students. They paid, like, I guess they paid the city or something for a bus pass for like the public bus, so the kids would have to take a public bus if they were like 1.5 miles away. So
wow.
I kind of like. Was blessed that they gave my brother a bus pass one time, and we lived like 4 houses before the 1.5 mile marker. So they kind of like, my mom's like, how can you give him a bus pass and not her? So I got a bus pass. Those were memories. I remember running to the bus stop, wait for me. And my brother would try to stall the bus driver. Yeah, those were fun times. I'm thankful my brother loved me enough to stall the bus driver. So yeah,
wow.
That was like, but then when we went to a different high school, then neither of us got a bus, so we had to walk. So, because we were like 4 miles away from, I mean, four 4 houses away from the 1.5 mile marker. So yeah. Those are like my fun times remembering my brother. Hey, the host is online. Fernando, you there?
No, I was just listening to you guys talk. I'm okay.
All right.
How you doing, Winston?
Doing good, doing good.
That's all right. Okay. How's your New Year so far?
Doing good.
Doing good? All right. That's what I want to hear. New Year's resolutions. I want to talk about more about that. I know if you guys, it's kind of a, you know, hard thing to, you know, look at your list and it says this is what I want to do, what I accomplished for this year, but, you know, with God's help, man, you know, you should be able to help us. But what is your New Year's resolution? So how are you doing with your New Year's resolution, Dawn?
Well, I have some opinion on that. Is that, like, well, I would like to continue walking with God. And I want to, we want to get out of debt, get a house later on, sometime this spring, summer, fall time,
mm-hmm.
like, sometime this year. And, want to grow our business, you know, we want to help people and stuff
mm-hmm.
like that. And so I don't know if I already said get out of debt, but I just had a comment about that too. Like, you know, people that have New Year's resolution, if they find that they have enthusiasm in the beginning of the year, and then like in March, they lose their enthusiasm because maybe they got into debt again or something like that. You know, you can start a new year, like, on that day. You don't have to wait till 2011. You can start your new
year.
Well,
yeah, statistics says, I was reading an article about that. I think there's two major, New Year's resolutions list. Or, I mean, not list, but two things. So that one of them is the losing weight, and also number two, it's financial. You know, either make more money or get out of debt.
Yeah.
You know, that's
you
the
know,
two number one things. Why is that, you know?
Probably because people realize, like, after Christmas, maybe they spend a lot of money, and they're like, oh, maybe they, like, want to have more money for the next Christmas rather than getting into debt over it. And they really
mm-hmm.
take, like, a look at, like, what they've accomplished the year before and was it positive or negative or what can they learn from it. I think that's why.
Why is that, Winston? Winston, are you there? Oh, all right. He's probably gone.
Hello. There we go.
Hello.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that.
Why do you think? Why do you think? You know, it's the number one thing is losing weight and getting out of debt. Number two, number one, losing weight, and number two, getting out of debt.
Okay. First of all, this is plain and simple answers. Most people are fat, and most people are in debt.
So you don't want to be, most people are broke and fat, right?
Well, yeah, I know I got some fat people out there. I ain't fat, I just want to lose some weight. I'm like, well, yeah, I'm just, you know. And yeah, that's the reason why most people want to lose weight, because they're fat. Or they think they're fat.
Right.
Which means they're insecure.
Remember, back in the day, you know, I mean, I'm pretty old. I'm old enough to say this, but old photographs. Remember the thing people want to see? You want to be rich and fat? It's become synonymous. It's just, you know, I mean, right now, fat is become. It became like it's tied to your waist, meaning like, you know, if you're overweight, you seem to be like on a category of being poor or low, or lower class.
Yep.
Remember that, Don?
Yep, that's right. It kind of switched. It used to be that you were rich, you were fat, and if you're poor, you're skinny. But now it's more likely that if you're poor, you're skinny. And I think that's why, I mean, that you're poor, you're fat. I think the reason why, and then like, you know, the rich are skinny. And my hypothesis is the reason why that is because a lot of people think, they go to the store, they say, I have $3, for instance, to spend, and what am I going to get that's going to make me feel full? A box of donuts or a bag of oranges? And they think that the box of donuts is worth the $3, but a bag of oranges is not, because they may get like 9 or 12 donuts in that box, but they get like 6 oranges for $3. Whereas with the statistically, I think it's been proven that if you want to eat healthy, it's like 3 times more a day to eat healthy versus to eat not healthy. So.
Right, and also being poor, and you know, you have this food, and you know, a lot of food that's available to you because of, you know, government's helped you out with that, and you just indulge. You know, that's kind of throw everything out of the window as far as like, you know, being what do you call that? Healthy conscious, you know, and you just go from there. Because, you know, if you're fat and you're having a health problem and you can't afford to fix it, or you can't afford to like buy some, you know, supplements or going to the gym, or buy, you know, getting some exercise equipment. Or whatnot, or anything like that. I think it's all tied into that.
Yeah.
A lot of rich people right now, they can afford, you know, they can afford to go to the gym. They can afford to get, you know, to get anti-aging, you know, which is a lot of money. You know, not like $1 million, but you know, what I'm saying, so poor becomes foodie. It's like just really, you know, is readily accessible for them, and you know, when they get money, they actually buy something that they would make them feel better.
Right.
Or like Xbox or something.
Like what? Xbox? Is that what you said?
Like the Xbox or PlayStation
or
something like that, so they can sit there. But, you know, again, I mean, not all the poor people are like that. There's also, you know, the good and health-conscious people in the lower class, and there's also fat people in the upper class. What I'm saying is just numbers are, like, staggering. You know, there's a lot of numbers out there right now, especially... Go ahead.
Go ahead.
What? Especially those people like baby boomers that are, you know, they're well off, you know. I mean, there's people like, you know, they're 70 years old, like still exercising, you know, still eating healthy and stuff like that. And there's, you know, baby boomers that from lower classes, they're just waiting for them, you know, in the nursing home and just waiting to die. You know what I mean? So it's just
mm-hmm.
That's a blessing though. So Don, what do you think, what about getting out of debt?
I'm really looking forward to it. I am. You know, if you have a way of getting, for instance, if you have like $24,000 in debt, and you have a way of getting $1,000 extra, you know, a month somehow, like get a second job, get a home-based business, or, you know, something like that, that you, you know, you can actually get out of debt in like 18 months, not including if you have like a house, because the $24,000 not including a house, unless you have like one of those $24,000 house, you know, which are around sometimes, somewhere, some places. But, you know, so you just like apply. So if you paying like $1,000 extra on one bill, and then, you know, that bill is $200 a month, and then you apply the extra, like, now once that bill is paid off, you know, maybe like you owe $8,000 in 8 months,
mm-hmm.
you pay that bill off, and then you apply that, not just the $1,000, but the $1,200, because you took the $200 from the one you just paid off, you apply that to your next bill, you know, and things like that. Go, like, by the highest interest, if possible. So, you know, start with the highest interest.
All right.
Yeah, wow.
Right, and they can do that. Yeah, that's pretty exciting. I like that. And also we're going to be talking about, like Wednesday, I believe we're going to be talking about part of the getting out of a debt segment that we talked about last Wednesday. I want to go to touch up on that, or at least getting into the second part of it. This Wednesday coming up, actually 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. I know we're running out of time here in a little bit. Winston, when is your next show? Tomorrow?
Tomorrow, 9 p.m. Central, 7 p.m. Pacific on blogtalkradio.com. You can go to talktimeradio.com.webs, that is webs, webs.com, to find out more. That's it. I want to kind of throw this link up there, too. You can go
mm-hmm.
to rockininoldies.com. Go there. It's a nice station there that publicly announces my show every Wednesday and Friday at 6 p.m. Central. You can go there. And also, I want to kind of throw this in here one more. I know we got to go. But Kim Perigrew is being interviewed tonight. He's being interviewed tonight. Go to blogtalkradio.com/racialharmonylive. Or you can just
racial
go to the
harmony.
Search thing. Yeah, racial harmony.
Oh, okay.
He's going to be talking about the racial issues we have in this country and how that may affect, how that can affect this country in a major way. And Kim Pegler is going to be interviewed live. So go there. I got 2 minutes into the show. You can go to the search bar up there at the top and just type it right there at the top and just type in racial harmony live. Nice show.
That's cool, man. All right. What time is that again? Tonight?
Right after the show.
You know, probably, most of you guys listening out there, maybe you just switch that to Racial Harmony Live. Ken Pettigrew is going to be there. And also, I want to hey, Winston, where's that link? I thought you were going to send me something about that guy that's doing the voiceover. What's his name?
Wow.
The one that did your promo.
I did send it to you. I sent it in the email.
Did you?
Mm-hmm. I sent you the jingle.
You sent me the link. I mean, you sent me the MP3, but I don't think you sent me information to call, you know, the column or anything. Or.
Oh, I just gave you his website. I'll email it to you in just a minute. I'll send it to your Gmail.
Post it on Facebook or email it to me.
Okay. I'll post it on Facebook. It's much easier.
Yeah. I'm going to be going over here. Hey, Dawn, how many minutes do we have?
About a few seconds left.
Few seconds left.
19,
16.
Doing a countdown
over there. This show was brought to you by ShopInSuperHighway.com. ShopInSuperHighway.com, where you can find almost everything. So just go there.
Yeah.
Hey, we're signing off. This is Fernando on Fernando Poniente Show on Block Talk Radio with Winston and Don on the other end. Thank you very much. We'll see you tomorrow on Winston Fitz.
Talk Time Radio. Goodbye.